everyone. Welcome back to Power and Grace Radio. This is the open special. We are at 18.3, right before 18.4. I'm here with Spencer. What's up?
Hey, guys. I said I was going to have something creative, and I just blanked. That's terrible.
Oh, man.
Whatever. I was just going to say Dilly Dilly again, but then I thought better, and then I said it anyway. So.
Oh, man. You know, not everyone can perform on the big stage. You know,
it's the big Power and Grace Radio stage.
It's
so intimidating.
It's easy to do it on the driving range, but when you're on the when you're on Amen Corner in Augusta, Georgia, not everybody can take that swing.
Speaking of the driving range and Amen Corner in Augusta, Georgia, the King is back. And he's gonna show up at the Masters, and I'll watch him smoke 13, 14, and 15 in April.
Oh, okay. Well, give us a full prediction. Not everybody's golf lingo in here.
Oh, Tiger's going to be top three.
Top three. Oh, we know.
Buddy, and I say this and with full acceptance that this is just like my inner golfer hoping for the sport of golf and for what that course is going to feel like on Sunday if he's in the top three. Going into Sunday, it's just me hoping.
What if he's in the top three with Jordan?
Oh, I mean, in a perfect world, the top four in any order are Jordan, Rory, Phil, Tiger.
Oh, my God.
I would pass out. I'd pass out.
I would the greatest final four of all time.
Well, that's a lie. I would go back to the Masters. But that would be one of the – I mean, you imagine whoo, when they turn the corner.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Little playoff action on there too. Oh my god!
Chills. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. But now we're talking CrossFit.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe is week four the Amen Corner of the Open for those trying to get in? Maybe this actually this workout
I really think 18, this week was.
Yeah, I think 18-3 was Amen Corner of it. Because a lot of people hit the water. Some people didn't.
Some people didn't. More people didn't than I thought would. They find a way to make me look dumb. Maybe I'm just damn dumb when it comes to these things. But like, here come the skills. Here they come, and they're just not enough. Like there were so many people that survived them, so to speak.
You know, so. Right when it came out, my first I looked at one of my coaches. And, like, the first question out of one of their mouths was, like, is anyone on the planet going to finish this? And I started giving some thoughts. And one of them spouted out Josh Bridges. And I was like, you know what? Maybe Josh Bridges. But, man, getting people so close to tasting that finish line without giving it to them.
I can't be this dumb. Do people just not know how to input their scores?
Oh yeah, I love it. Well, okay, so it's
like Rodrigo Nakabayashi.
You know,
buddy, you did not do this workout in 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
You know, Rodrigo, Rodrigo took a hard hit when he only cleaned 228, but man, he came back
and winning the world.
Well, here's the thing: it took two, right?
Thousandth finish.
It took two. Hold on, because not only did he have to put those numbers in, whoever's his affiliate manager
had to click validate
on that score.
Sorry, I'm not Rodrigo. You're not listening to this.
No, he's not. From South America.
You're not listening. But, and he probably don't, you know, I'm not making fun of you. I just, there's a lot of that. I'm like, and then you got, did Dakota Rager really do this thing in 13:25?
I saw a video float and I've not pushed play. I saw someone float one through. If there's video out there, then it's going to be super scrutinized.
He had better not, like, God, that's flying.
Yeah.
That's the bells.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the warning, 15-minute warning?
That's the 15-minute warning. Perfect. For a class in 15, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he did it, killer, that seems really far. I mean, I guess that's not that far from Bridges, but that's smoking fast. I mean,
it's flying, dude. That's flying. That's not a break. That's not breaking a double under. It's not breaking a movement.
I hope. It seems like Alan Hicks has judged every one of his workouts. I hope Alan Hicks can count double unders really fast.
Well, he'll have to submit it if he wants to get called the fastest one in the world on that one. So yeah. We'll see.
So
anyway, let's talk about the workout, then we'll talk about people.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, Dakota Rager isn't on my list. Even though I like the move there. I like the move after the 310-pound clean.
Yeah. So I think it was the workout that we were waiting for to separate people. Been pretty skill-less, right? Pretty general movement.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's what can you do? Can you do muscle-ups? I think the muscle-ups drew away from a lot of people, but, like, it takes skill to get that much. Those double-unders are going to ramp that heart rate up. That's a lot of double-unders, like a whole bunch.
All right, JJ, I'm going to let you know a little secret.
Okay.
I did this workout.
Oh, okay.
I did all of the movements unbroken, except for the double unders, obviously. So 12 unbroken muscle ups, unbroken number of squats, unbroken bar muscle ups, all that.
Okay.
And I only got one round plus four double unders.
Why?
So, just so we're clear.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to do the skills did not give as big of an advantage to a guy like me, where in some other workouts, and I judge my performance solely on comparing myself to my assistant, who is a CrossFitter true and true. He does CrossFit competitive training every day. And I tell him that I'm going to beat him on one workout every year, and it's going to be the one with skills in it. And this is the skill workout, and he smoked me.
Yeah,
it was not a skill workout. No. And I've beat him on all the skill workouts.
You should also talk to a CrossFit coach. Probably would have told you to not go unbroken on everything if that was.
No, I knew not to. The whole reason I did it was because I wanted to prove that I could.
Yeah, good job on that round.
Success.
Yeah, yeah. Dakota Rader beat you to two rounds. He beat you 100%.
That's awful. That's awful. My point in saying all that was, skill workout. Yes, sure, we saw bar muscle ups and ring muscle ups together for the first time. I don't think it was enough. I don't think it was enough volume. No. There wasn't a great enough emphasis on it. You, even if you broke it up into three sets, you were still capable of doing really well on this workout. Doing well enough. I just don't think it was enough, especially for females. It wasn't enough.
No, I think everything was sneaky. I think this was, we're a really big fan of, like, I'm impressed. Like, I think how well it was programmed. Like, because I think it was like a magic show. It was like, hey, look at these muscle ups. There's both of them in the workout. But that wasn't the workout at all, and it everybody was like, "What?" Like,
well, the and look of everybody's faces. You're the Star Wars guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. You know the part where it's the rebels and they're flying in and they realize they're flying into a trap and the guy goes, "It's a trap! It's a trap!"
Yep.
That's what this workout is. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
They all got focused on the shiny skills and, instead of the rope, which is so boring. Like, it's a
full
trap.
Thrusters in reverse. All power to deflect your shields.
That's it. Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. My heart rate is 110. Is about 110 beats too fast after I try to go unbroken on 100 double unders.
and after we were like, oh, it's only 12 muscle ups. Like, go for it for sure. No, it's a trap.
No,
it's a trap.
No,
don't do it.
I was chopping down rep schemes for second go arounds for my athletes. Like, I was in like. The freaking lumberjack on ESPN, the Ocho. Like, I'm like, no, let's cut this rep. We're cutting these reps, and everybody did better.
Well, and after everybody's first ride through it, not only are we cutting reps, we're thinking about where to strategically and when to strategically break the double unders, you know?
Yeah.
Like at that point, we're like, this workout, again, I tell myself every time, hey, don't watch the open show and base anything off the open show. It never works. And like with the stopwatch, taking Travis Williams splits, like I'm going to use them, right? Like, oh, cool. I got all Kyle Kasperbauer's splits. He did it in x.x7 seconds squared to the third power, right?
Right.
Like, it doesn't help me, man. No. The open show is not a good indication. So I just feel like we got on purpose duped by the shiny, like, skills.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, it's he knows it. I think he knows it. I think he's smiling at everybody attempting this. I think that 100% of games athletes read the workout out loud and said, "Oh, I wonder how fast I can finish it."
Right. Well, and even in, and even some of the more experienced coaches out there. I mean, I talked to three or four that were like, "Yeah, yeah, we'll have, you know, the 20 or 25 people will finish this. Frazier will finish it for sure." You know, like they're all thinking the finishable. I mean, the only person I talked to that wasn't necessarily fooled by the skills was Phil Knieper, shocker, right? He's got how many years, X years of competitive CrossFit.
Damn it, Phil.
So, like, on the phone call for the stat or for all of our athletes, he was like, just be careful. You know, like he's telling everybody to be careful, Mr. Cautious. Like,
for those of you that don't know Phil, if I can be the anger translator for Phil, that "don't be careful" means you're all a bunch of tards. There's no way we're finishing this. This is gonna burn. Everybody's gonna blow up, and we're gonna have to do it again.
Yeah, and that was that was basically what happened. Yeah. So anyway, I think it was a good combination of a couple things. We saw some of our athletes struggle in places we didn't expect to see them struggle, and then readjusted and they didn't. So it's just, it was a good, as much as I hated to have to repeat that many double unders, it was a good learning experience, I think, for a lot of the community.
Can I take it, since it's about halfway through the podcast, can I take a mid court shot right here?
Yep.
18.5 will be 13.5. All right. That was it. I threw it up there. It'll land in 2 weeks.
Watch with it. Dumbbells.
Oh, that'd be really gross. It's going to be thrusters and chest to bar. Yeah, that would be really gross because that's how that's going to play out, right? Like
he's going to go 18.5 is 13.5, and then he's going to let that like long.
Yeah. Oh God, it's going to hurt so bad, and then with some dumbbells.
And everybody's going to puke.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and let that hang up there, which now leaves us with wall balls, deadlifts, and deadlifts,
wall balls, and handstand push-ups.
Handstand push-ups, maybe lunges. Right?
Pistols.
No,
did I say that?
No.
Did I say that?
Yeah. I don't want to judge those. Okay. On to the leaderboard. I think clicking.
Who's your male, like, pick of the week?
I know it doesn't even surprise me. But I think, like, the fact that as soon as it clicked that, hey, Josh Bridges is probably going to do really, really awesome with this workout. And, you know, he's 35. I don't know. I keep liking the Masters athletes, but it's always cool to see those guys come in. And probably because he knows how to pace the best, right? So it's probably not because he's the fastest at any of these movements necessarily, or that he pays the man daily. It's probably because he's the smarter one that knows – to look at the rep scheme and say, okay, I should probably do this here and this here, and that's where I should go. And I think that's probably what makes the long-term CrossFitter better. I think the CrossFitters that are still in it and are older, it's probably the reason is because they have that effect, right? It's the old Rich Froning effect that he just knew he could just hear a workout one time and know exactly where the pace should be for it and how to be just a little bit ahead of everybody else on it, right?
Right.
So I think seeing him come in, with a super high finish, definitely the highest that he's had this open, was cool to see.
Sweet. Mine is the OG himself, Mr. Rich Froning Jr.
Oh yeah,
right. Pulled out a 15th in the world. I like to see the bald spot back where it belongs. I'm a little sentimental. I like seeing him beat some people, even in his old age. I like to see him up there. So
just remember, he's still 5 years younger than Bridges.
I get it, but Bridges was the obvious pick here. I just like seeing Rich to be Rich, even if he's not really rich anymore, or as much of Rich as he used to be. I like seeing Rich be Rich. That was it's a purely not statistical analysis, just pure affinity for his fitness.
That's definitely available. So like on the women's side, do you feel like, you know, if you were like some army, like pinned down, and like you're fighting your way out, and all of a sudden you see the cavalry coming over the hill with, like, you know, all the knights and shining armor and everything of all the most well-known badass knights in the land, is exactly what happened in the women's? Because if you go rank them by order right now, after the clearly misplaced first place, yes, you can just go ahead and play who's who for a minute. Of here come all the ladies marching back in, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I could go. I mean, one after another on these. I'm very happy. I mean, this is an easy pick. Like, I gotta go. I mean, I know Tia had a couple big weeks back to back. Weird, she lifted a lot of weight. Like, no shocker on 18.2A. Like, of course she did, right?
Right.
But 18.3, right? She went 918 reps, second in the world. Like, love to see the champ show back up again. Personal affinity, not a ton of statistical analysis there. Like to see that. But I will tell you, and I'm going to steal your pick probably. Whoa, Brooke Wells.
Not my pick, but it was like,
whoa, seventh in the world.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, you can be top 50 in the world and break things up. You can't be, you can't be top 10 and break things up a lot, and especially can't spend a ton of time resting. Holy improvement. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I think I was also that caught my eye, even though I may have I made some comments a couple of years ago. Camille came through. I think it's just kind of cool to see, like, you know, Camille's Camille, but her gymnastic efficiency's always been super high, right? Like, she's just well known. She's at that. And it's cool to see, like, that type of skill work onto it, you know, especially like post shoulder, right? So, like, talking surgery, and I think she probably did put the work in to get her way back. So whenever an athlete can battle back from surgery, I'm always like, you know, I always think that's awesome. I think I always cheer for that athlete to get back to where they were, because it's almost like the unfair part of sports, right? Like, even the teams that hate, like, okay, I want to beat them with full health, you know, and that's what you want. So it's cool to see an athlete like that. Like Camille put up a really, really solid score and jump up there. Do you want to talk about who's number one overall in the world right now, or you just want to skip him for another podcast?
Right, we're going to wait. We'll wait on her. I wanted to sit there for a couple weeks before I get giddy. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just happy to – let's just go with I'm happy to see her where she belongs.
There's a solid number one in the world right now for sure. Yeah. So,
very happy to see that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me give some shout-outs, and I got to roll.
Yep.
Shout-outs this week. Two of our well-known athletes, been around a long time, regional level. Going to give a shout-out to Audra LeBeau down in South Central, 13th in the region. Big performance for her. I sort of expect her to do well here. These are some movements she handled well. Overhead squats, not necessarily her forte, but it wasn't enough. She just did a great job really persevering through this one. Really happy with her performance. Really, really good week for her. Needed that week. And then secondly, I knew this one was going to be good, and I love the tenacity. I can't say enough about Tia Wright's mental development over the last year. She put up a really good score first time through, and I was like, dang, Tia, that's good. You may not have to repeat this. And it was not even a thought in her mind. And part of me is like, you probably shouldn't. We should train. Let's go. But, like, for what we're developing in her in this position, we're like, hey, I belong here. I belong. I'm a good athlete. She's been really accomplishing some feats mentally. For her to drop 22nd in the world out there, really, really happy with her performance. And I think I'm more impressed that she said, nah, that's not good enough. Like, I'm better than that. And decided she was better than that and went and proved that she was, to me and to a lot of other people. So happy with her both physical and mental performance this week.
Yeah, that'll actually move her quite a bit to miss her to 57th overall in the world ranking.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. She is exactly that. Right? And she is at least that good, if not better. I think it's important for her and important for us that she kind of show that to the world that, hey, I belong. I had a near miss last year. I belong.
All right, so, man. Well, I know you got to get to this class, so quick out on that, but we'll catch up next week.
All right. Hey, one question.
Yes.
Since we know it's deadlifts, what's the weight?
And why did you trap me into 225 like you know what I'm going to say? Mm-hmm. I hate that. I know. Like, you're like, it'll be like, oh, well, that's too obvious. I know. Like, I just went through the whole conversation in my head. 225.
Okay, I think it's ascending.
Oh, nobody has enough plates for that.
I don't care. It's
a Sunday. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to call you at midnight when we're running our 12th heat because the weights go to like 315 or 365.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
All right. Well, sucks to be you. I'll be at Whiskey Myers this weekend, but I'll think about no. House of Blues. God. A $20 ticket.
Stop. I hate you right now. Just make them sing Frogman and call it good.
Got it. All right, man. We'll see you. Yeah.